This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a fabulous Thursday and another edition of your Q. Excited to be here with my usual partner in crime, Alan Painter.
I'm back.
Yep,
I know, it's
are.
Like I was telling, it's like I'm here every week now.
I know, that's why I said I need a new intro, because it's
no, I just
so
need
far
to show
it's kind of all about me, and I am willing to share
a little bit, maybe not.
Yeah. Well, it's hot outside.
It is summery, but it's almost September.
I know.
Kids are going to school next week. How wrong is that?
Honestly, it's kind of crazy because as of today, the bridge out by Cruises is closed under construction. So those little kiddos that live out on Fisher Road and all there, those little kiddos have to go all the way into Roseburg, Stewart Parkway, all the way out Old Melrose Road to get to school.
They just have them go down and walk through the field and up.
I think they should just do the 4 miles in the snow barefoot like all our grandparents have told us how they got to school.
I think we're hitting the age. That's what we used to do.
Oh, stop.
What? The grades.
I'm never going to be that age. My grandkids are never getting the 4 miles with no shoes in the snow talk. I'm going to be like, I drove in the second grade. My lawnmower, my John Deere tractor. That's probably what they'll get from me.
Yeah, but I think your tractor's sexy.
I do. But anyway, it's a good day. Good day to be in Douglas County. And we have like exciting stuff to talk about today. I always think it's exciting though.
Well, you know, that's why it's like every week it's like, gosh, do I want to, you know, because we've been busy at work.
Have
like,
been.
And it's like, no, I got to be there. This is going to be a cool show. I like who's coming. I like the energy. And I want to, you know, I'm really excited for today, too.
So today we have, I told the girls at the office, they're like, who's on today? And I'm like, we're Sarah Squared because I'm a math nerd. So
you're half right.
Right. So we have Sarah Everman, who is the co-owner of The Wine Destination. So, Sarah, welcome.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Yes, thank you. And then Sarah Galino. Did I say that correctly?
Galino. But
Galino. Okay, I want to say it correctly. I rushed right here, right in the door, run in here and get together. So I didn't get to ask her that. I want to make sure. And Sarah is the owner of Whiskey Creek Rustics, which is right next door.
And I tell you, walking downtown, these are two cool looking stores.
Popular.
If you haven't seen them, you got to go down and check them out. I mean, it is phenomenal. I mean, we're all familiar with the old Brown Shoes. I think that's what it was, but it's like, it used to be that since, you know, I was like three.
Yeah.
And to see what they did with that building, oh, it is so freaking cool. You got to check it out.
I'm excited there's something there. And we're going to talk about that later on the local business buzz section part of it, of all the coolness that they have. But I did want to introduce them and what stores they own. But they're also, I'm going to almost say co-founders or helping founders or whatever, of Rediscover Roseburg, which is funny because we talked about that last week on the show. All the awesome places that we've had on the show recently that are downtown, and we gave Sierra Rainforest Northwest a little bit of grief, saying, you know, you need to come downtown too. That's where all the cool kids are hanging out.
Yep.
So anyway, but so welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about Rediscover Roseburg or how you guys started that? And
well, I just want to real quick clarify, it's Rediscover Downtown. We're not
Rediscover
quite
downtown.
Ambitious enough yet to take on all of Roseburg, but hopefully soon. So I think that kind of the cool backstory of this is last year, essentially kind of coming out of COVID and just coming into some new vibrancy downtown, there was a lot of us business owners that were new, were coming downtown. So Whiskey Creek was just moving downtown. We were just opening The Wine Destination. Jackson Street Provisions was just opening. Sunnyside was coming online. And there was kind of this new, young, ambitious crop of business owners. And it kind of just started over, hey, let's get together. Let's have a couple drinks, talk about what we want to see for downtown, and work together. And it just kind of grew from there.
Yes. Yeah. several, well, those main four core businesses, we were all opening around the same time within a month or two of one another. And so at first we were trying to correlate our grand openings, and then that didn't really work out. We were all a couple weeks off from one another, and then we were able to add in some friends that were able to help us with the marketing and things of our fun events that we brought in to just bring attention to all the positivity and new businesses downtown.
It must be working, because we've actually highlighted quite a few of them on the show, too. And it's like, awesome. Where are you at? Downtown? Where are you at? Downtown? Main Street? Jackson Street? Here, there? So it's kind of cool. I feel the same thing. I feel like you guys have been successful. So I know we're at the end of August. I keep saying it's going to be September already. I already went into panic mode for open enrollment season in Medicare. Today.
So you were talking about your age earlier.
Like, yeah. Yeah, it's like, I'm not there yet. I'm an insurance agent for that. But I'm not quite there yet. But that is my busy, busy time. So I was like, oh, it's going to be the end of September before we know it. And you guys, downtown has an event coming up. And it's never too early to plan for it. So I know we're in August, but this is the beginning of October. And honestly, that is just a coin flip away. So can you tell us a little bit about the event?
Yeah, so it's called Blocktoberfest, and it is celebrating the 150th anniversary of Roseburg becoming a city, which is pretty cool. And this particular event is in association with Experience Roseburg, the city of Roseburg, Rediscover Downtown. And just to clarify, we're not on the committee that's organizing the event per se, but we know a lot about it, and we'll be right in the thick of it. So an all-day event, October 8th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., food trucks, vendors, live music, family-friendly entertainment. It's going to be a really fun day downtown.
Encompassing what, 2 blocks of Jackson Street, 2 blocks of Main Street. I know Main Street's going to be filled with, like, vendor booths and family-focused things, like bounce houses, face painting, all that kind of stuff. And then Jackson Street, where we are located, I know there will be music stages, there will be food vendors, vendor booths, as well as like a beer garden spanning a majority of those 2 blocks. So you're not stuck sitting at picnic tables behind a fenced in area. You can actually wander the streets. And if businesses want to allow you in with your beverage, you can even like shop with a beverage in hand. So, and that's
how
our
cool
favorite kind of shopping.
Sip and shop, sip and shop. We love
I know.
It.
They were telling me about it, and I'm like, I'm gone then.
That's
the bummer about hearing about it's a bummer about hearing about things and you're like, oh, I'm gone. There's always so many great things happening in and around Douglas County, and that's what we want to highlight on the show, is that there's all these awesome opportunities to re-experience things or find new things that you didn't know were down there. It was interesting to me when we did the parade year before last, how many people hadn't been downtown in like 5 to 10 years.
Right.
And I could hear him say, oh, I want to come back when that kitchen store is open or that art store is open. And so it was some people just walking the streets to find a place to watch the parade or whatever were discovering things they had no clue we even had in town, and that they may have ordered those type like products off of Amazon. Shocking.
Don't use that
rude.
Word.
That was kind of the goal behind Rediscover Downtown, was to reintroduce everyone to downtown. A lot of people had this notion in their heads that it was just vacant storefronts or
homeless.
dusty thrift shops or professional offices. And so people didn't see a reason to come downtown, but every day I think both of us could say that we hear from people how surprised they are to see how much positive activity there is downtown, how many thriving businesses are downtown. The streets are filled with smiling faces, people going business to business, people dining outside. Like right now is Bricks Rooftops open this time of year. There are, you know, the garage doors at North 40 are rolled open, and it's just like there's lots of positive activity. Like you said, mentioned the homeless. I know a lot of people think that you're having to like climb over sleeping bags of people on the sidewalks. That's just not the case currently. Roseburg police have been doing a really great job increasing patrols. And if we do make a call to them with an issue, they're on top of it very quickly. And they're just really working with us to make sure that everyone's comfortable and feels safe out on the streets of Roseburg doing business.
Well, you know, and I've been mentioning that for years because it's bad, because once someone gets an impression, it's so difficult to overcome that, because it's just spread through gossip and the rumor mill. And yes, there was an issue years past, but that is not the case anymore. I mean, am I going to say you're not going to see any homeless? No, you're going to see one or two, but you know, that's the case of our entire community. And we're, you know, this police, like you said, have done a fantastic job. It is absolutely safe. And I'm sure these ladies can attest. And, you know, people need to rediscover downtown, because it is so cool downtown. And stuff you'll never find anywhere else, you'll find downtown.
That's true. It's that shop local concept for sure. And, you know, I think to be fair, kind of we talk about some people say, oh, I've been downtown in 3 years. And when I was there last time, you know, it didn't look like it does now. And I think COVID probably did a number on the small businesses down there. And there were some vacant storefronts and things were a little dusty. But what we're seeing come out of that is a revitalization, not only of the economic climate downtown, but the new shops and people that are coming in, they're a young gen. They're a young, ambitious, energetic. It's a new scene downtown. And so if you come downtown 1 month, you come downtown, you know, a few weeks later, you're like, oh my gosh, there's a whole new store here. It's happening that fast downtown right now, because people are hungry, and there was a ton of opportunity and people are jumping on it.
Well, I feel like, you know, upcycling in was trending years ago, you know, where people, it still kind of is, but where people go and get something secondhand and then they make something amazing out of it. That's almost what I feel like is happening, is an upcycling of the downtown, because people aren't just, you know, taking Suite 4 or, you know, 526, you know, Southeast Jackson. They're not just taking it and leaving it as is too. They're changing the buildings and making it new and adding their own flavor to it. And so there's so much new flavor down there. I guess my key point would be, like, if you haven't been down there and tried it in a while, go give a new taste of it and see what's happening down there.
Yeah, we totally upcycled the Browns building.
Yeah.
and that's the thing. It used to be people would just, one would vacate and somebody'd move right in that same spot. It looked the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, maybe a store window might look a little different with different products, but it still looked the same. Well, now it's not looking the same. Those beautiful murals that are happening down there, one of them being on your building. You know, I mean, Sarah, you and I talked about how much better the parking structure is on the bottom there for people to park. And that is a huge improvement. And so that, you know, people can go feel safe parking there now where maybe they didn't in the past. So if you're one of those people that's saying, we decided earlier it's Sarah Whiskey and Sarah Wine, because one's Wine Destination, one's Whiskey Creek. So Sarah, with Whiskey Creek, you were saying, it's like, you know, come down and try new things and see what's down here and just give it a whirl. I think so.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm even surprised every day when I come to work, there's new businesses like Tuck's Place, just kind of kitty corner from us, that she's moving along really quickly with that. And it's like a make and take, like ceramics. You can paint it on the spot and they're going to have a deli and beverages that you can have. So I mean, like an actual activity that you can do downtown. And every time I drive past the Sunny Side, I mean, their music and entertainment venue, they've got their garage door that like rolls up and just music filling the streets, people outside. I saw like kids outside hula hooping and juggling the other day outside of there when I was headed home. And so there's the more good positive activity there are, the less room there is for unsavory activities. Mm-hmm. And so on the days when we've had our Rediscover events and passports and the streets are just filled with good, wholesome people, like you don't see anything, like
it's all positive.
No negative.
It's all good. Yeah. There's just all people smiling. And the more people we can get downtown. I honestly, it doesn't matter to me if you spend a single dollar at Whiskey Creek, but when you patronize my neighbors or anyone in the general area, it does benefit me and it benefits all of us because you're seeing new things, you're telling your friends about the things you saw, even if you yourself didn't patronize those businesses. Mm-hmm. And it's just good for everyone. And all of these businesses are keeping that money local here.
You know what? Yeah. I messed up and we should have taken a break already. I'm so bad. I am off today. All right. So sorry about that, everybody. We'll be right back in just a couple moments with more of your cue here on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, we're back on time. So sorry. This is Shannon with your cue, Alan Painter. And we have Sarah Everman from The Wine Destination and Sarah... Okay, I messed it
like
up again.
Gallano Whiskey.
Gallano Whiskey.
Holy smokes, it's not rocket science.
I'm off.
She is just off today, folks. We missed commercial. She almost missed the show.
I know.
I mean, Shannon's in another dimension.
I'm not on my A game.
Well, you know, one thing I'd like to point out and say thank you is, you know, for the ladies for spearheading the Rose, you know, Rediscover Downtown. You know, we've had a downtown association in some shape or form for decades. I was actually on the board. And this...
Long time ago,
folks. Don't blame me for anything. And this just goes to show you, if there's a need, private businesses, private people will step up and fill the need. We don't need government intervention. If there's a need, we will rise up. And especially in this county. We are get up and doers and taking care of our own. So with that being said, I just want to offer my thanks because we're kind of like the ugly cousins. We're not, our business, Premier Insurance, isn't quite downtown, but we're considered in the downtown district. And it is such a blessing now to walk downtown. It really is. We enjoy it every day. There's a whole bunch of customers out, you know, people. It is really turning special. And you know, you show up after 5, it's a whole different vibe. And it really is a cool place. So anyway, I just want to say thank you guys because it's not just benefiting downtown. This is benefits our whole community. So thank
Absolutely.
You guys very much for spearheading this. Well,
thank you. Thank you for that support. And, you know, one thing that I'll just kind of piggyback on everything we've been saying here is I think this is something really, really special about the Roseburg community is all the businesses here work together. Like, we're all friends. We all work together. We all support each other. We all give each other shout outs. I don't think that if you go to just any other city, you're going to find a business community where everyone's trying to help each other. You know, we kind of have our own little neighborhood watch that we do and, you know, our little text threads keeping track of everything. And we just look out for each other and, you know, we sweep each other's porches and we do all these
Absolutely.
Things. And we even kind of, you know, like Sarah was saying, that if people come downtown, that's even if they're not at my shop, that's good for everyone. So we do this thing we call the Downtown Discounts Program, where if you bring in a receipt to the Wine Destination from any other downtown business from the past week, we'll give you 10% off. And, you know, if we don't ask other businesses to, like, have reciprocity with that, because that's not what it's about. We just want you to be downtown. And if you show that you're downtown, you know, shopping at Whiskey Creek next door, we'll give you 10% off.
Yeah. And the Wine Destination's price is already pretty good. Not being 10% off. I'm familiar. I leave with a whole box of wine every time we go in there. If my husband's with me, we leave with 2.
That's what it pays to take the hubby.
You know, that's putting your money where your mouth is. Mm-hmm. I mean, not only your time, your commitment, but also your money. Because that's not just 10% extra. That's 10% from what we could take home. So, again, that shows you the passion and
right.
the enthusiasm. And it's building. It's building. It's getting big, folks.
That's not about the Wine Destination's bottom line. That's about the Roseburg downtown
Absolutely.
Business owners' bottom line is you're having each other's back and helping out. And
Absolutely. And that's awesome. We're so invested in this community. I mean, you know, the Browns building, we've talked about that. The amount of time and money that we together, like, you know, my husband and I and Sarah and Aaron have put into that building and restoring it. I mean, we're in this for the long haul.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're not temporary tenants by any means. We both separately, so everyone always, we refer to it as the Browns building, but it's actually two separate buildings that, you know, there was a doorway opened up in between them that Sarah and Keith had to legally separate the buildings back into two in the government's eyes. And then they kind of took head of that way to separate the utilities. There's a lot of work that all went into that. And then we each separately remodeled our spaces with they were a little bit ahead of me on all of that. And so it was pretty nice. I was able to piggyback on some things they did, how they dealt with exposing the brick inside the buildings. Both sides, if you come into either store, you'll see that old original brick on the interior. Mm-hmm. And that was a definite selling point for me. I wouldn't even put in an offer on the place until I could chip away some of that plaster and make sure that brick was under there, because I was out if it wasn't. And so we both just happened to choose the same flooring by accident. So it's kind of fun. Of, you know, thousands of flooring options, we both chose the exact same flooring and color, everything. So it's kind of neat, because even though we're two entirely separate entities, like, there's a bit of cohesiveness between the two spaces. Yeah. I mean, it, you know, if you prefer simplicity and just a nice clean look, the Wine Destination's definitely your spot. But Whiskey Creek is a little more eclectic and, you know.
It's how it's supposed to be.
So
the wild cousin. Yeah.
Whiskey Sarah is the one with the true eye for design and style. And, you know, I need her fashion help all the time. Oh, so there's a reason that there's a lot more style on the Whiskey Creek side. But it over on the TWD side, you know, we really kind of wanted to honor the history of the building, and it's, you know, it's an old building built in the 1890s, and we wanted to honor that while also bringing in kind of a clean modern aesthetic. And I think we achieved kind of those clean lines. But one fun thing we did to that upcycling point is if you ever saw the back storeroom in the Browns building, it was full of old shelving that was really cool wood, really cool. Like, they don't make it like that anymore, kind of wood. And we upcycled that into the bar top and our community table.
So, oh, I love that.
Yeah. How cool is that? Upcycle.
See? Upcycling.
I like that.
We did that.
Well, can I ask, what has been your reception from other businesses downtown in your quest? Seeing an overall, are people jumping up and joining you on these things?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's been overwhelmingly positive. I think some places are, you know, busier than others, right? One thing that, you know, Keith and I have certainly found is that you don't know busy until you're a small business owner. Like, wowza. I mean, we both have other jobs, and it's the small business side of it that'll give you a run for your money, but it's the best thing you could ever do. So sometimes I think we get really busy, and I think people get bogged down in kind of their own little day-to-day, and I get that. But every time that we can kind of break away from that and come together, it's just overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, and I think as far as us being some of the newer kids on the block downtown, there's definitely been a few new businesses since we arrived. The reception from the existing businesses has all been quite positive. We were also careful not to, like, step on any toes with any of our new ideas. We tried to approach everyone to see if they want to participate in our fun Rediscover events. If it's something they want to do, all these things were optional, even free to participate in the very beginning. And then as it grew, we did start collecting some small amount of funds just to pay for, like, the marketing of the events, the actual printed materials and things like that. But it's been great. You got to tell me when you got a commercial. I'll talk for hours.
No, we're good. We're good. I will.
Well,
that
that's what's exciting here. I mean, that the tenacity to keep at it, because enthusiasm is contagious. And, you know, it's like a train. It's hard to get moving, and to see your tenacity and keeping at this, and soon it'll just ignite the entire downtown. I mean, this I'm excited. Like I said, it is truly amazing to see downtown and the transformation and the energy and a lot of new faces. Like I said, we walk down there every day. and then a lot of new faces, and it mm-hmm. really is fun. I mean,
and I wouldn't want anything that we're saying here to make it sound like there isn't room for more, right? Like when Keith and I first found downtown Roseburg, it was kind of in the doldrums of COVID, and we looked around and we're like, wow, there's a lot of buildings to choose from here. Yeah. And now there is not quite so much of that, but there's still room. Like if you are out there listening to this and you're thinking, hey, my dream is to start my own small business, maybe downtown would be a great spot. I don't know if there's a space for me. I don't know if there's a place for me. There is. Come down. Come see us. Come stop in Whiskey Creek. Stop in TWD. Say you heard this. We'll help you. We'll get you in Rediscover. Join the club.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and I know that rates are still low downtown, so they haven't experienced a big boom in rental prices. So it is an opportune time to get your roots down in a very historical place.
So I have one last question for you on this segment, because then we're going to go in and start talking about your own businesses here in a minute. I love how you guys have taken the ownership to try to start your business, improve the downtown, and you know, all the aspects. So we as citizens, if we want to see this continue, give us your pitch on... You're down there, you're in these meetings. Tell us how the community can help. Give us some ways to help
y'all
out.
I'll give the short version, then maybe Sarah can expand on it.
Okay. Could be
I mean, I think it's just come downtown, right? Like, so, vote with your dollars. That's one way to do it. Just come down, shop, support local businesses. And then also, this part maybe sounds like it might take a little more, but talk to the city, right? Like, don't be afraid to talk to the city. If you have concerns, if there's more you want to see, get involved. Shoot off those emails, talk to people. Don't come sit at the bar and just complain about it. Get up, get involved, be the change.
Yes, and also don't always believe everything you read on social media about not just downtown, but town in general. Things in this fast-paced world have a quick way of changing. I know there's a few topics like involving downtown, being that that's what we're talking about today, that people tend to get fired up about on a Facebook group or forum or a rant and rave type situation, but... come and experience it for yourself. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. And like Sarah was saying, just get involved, write a letter, send off an email, log in and watch those city council meetings. We have to like be the change ourselves that we want to see. And what you can do, and even if you're not that person to get that involved, like simply coming downtown, like I don't think you could come downtown and spend an hour downtown and not tell someone about the experience you had. And I'm not a betting woman, but if I were, I would guarantee that it's going to be a rave. Like it's going to be a positive experience, and you're going to be excited about all the things you saw.
Well, I can guarantee you, if you go downtown, you are going to find stuff there you can't get on Amazon. You can't get anywhere else. So it's unique.
Well, it's that time already for another break. But next time, we're going to be back with the ladies, and we're going to talk about their businesses on the Local Business Buzz. So we'll be back with more Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. It's that time, Thursday, 4:39.
And it's time for
the Local Business Buzz. And that is where we talk with locally owned and operated small business owners about who, how, where, when, and why about their business. And we get to bring it to you because Umpqua Survival is so generous and sponsors this segment so that they can do that free of charge. So that's really awesome.
Thank you, Carlos and the boys.
Yeah.
And the lady.
Ladies. We got a couple out there.
Hey, we're diversifying.
Yeah, we're going good.
Good people. Get down and see them.
So, Sarah, I'm going to come to you first. So tell us how you, the wine destination came to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for this opportunity. So my co-owner and husband, Keith, and I, we came to wine probably like many people who come to wine do, where you did something else first, right? Like wine is a passion that you come to after you realize that, you know, what else you're doing isn't a passion. So
I hear you.
So we met at a wine tasting in Phoenix, Arizona, and worked side jobs in the wine industry for a while and decided that we wanted to do this for ourselves. We wanted to own it. We wanted to make it. We wanted to build a retail wine shop. And we wanted to do it in wine country, and we wanted to do it in a place as awesome as Roseburg, right? Like just such a cool community like this. We were searching for this. And I grew up in Southern Oregon, so I knew about Roseburg. We came up here, fell in love with the community. Everyone was so welcoming from day one, and found this great opportunity with the Browns building. So yeah, it's wine has been our passion for a long time, and we came here to make it happen.
So from that's Phoenix. Exciting.
That is, I mean, what, from Phoenix, yeah. Folks, this is your community. And people outside are recognizing how special you are.
Well, we are a wine country.
I know, and I got to maybe start drinking wine. I don't know. I just got too many bad stories from my youth. But
great.
There's got to be something.
You're just drinking the wrong wine.
Exactly. There's got to be a good flavor out there. That's what me and my wife talk about. We need to be able to go somewhere and have somebody tell us about wine because.
Yes. So, Sarah, do you do
I heard there was a shop for that downtown.
Wow.
Do you do the educational piece on it?
We do. We do wine classes every month.
A class even.
Yeah. So we're a wine shop with wines from all over the world. So we carry wines that you can't find anywhere else in Roseburg. We kind of specialize in international wines, so France, Italy, Spain, Austria, Germany, but we do have domestic and local wines too. And yeah, we love to talk about them. We have 12 wines by the glass that are from all over the world. You know, nothing domestic actually by the glass at the moment, but they rotate. And yeah, come down, talk to us. Keith and I are both certified specialists of wine, so yeah, we could nerd out on it all day.
So you can tell people this pairs with...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah. One thing that I think has kind of been a misnomer now, you know, getting to know you a little more, is the term wine snob. For those of us who are outside the industry, we hear about wine snobs, and it's like, okay, great. These people are going to look at down their noses because we're wine stupid.
No, we joke all the time with our friends, people that come to TWD, that we're wine snobs because we're always trying to find the best $10 bottle of wine.
See? There you go.
So that is just thrifty.
Yep. So even if you've never, you know, been a fan of wine like me and my wife, we're going to go see what all the buzz is about.
Well, they've converted me from strictly a whiskey drinker to I leave the wine destination with a box of wine regularly. They don't judge there. Like if you don't know anything about wine, you don't care for wine, or you think you don't care for wine, go in there and they can change your mind. It turns out they know their stuff. I'm covered head to toe in tattoos and sometimes talk like a sailor, and they welcome me at the end of the bar. I mean, there's like a corner they make me sit in. No, not really.
Actually pull Sarah behind the bar sometimes and when we get busy.
Oh, I would say to put duct tape over my mouth.
No.
But so all sorts of people are in there. It's a great place to start off your date night. It's fun. My husband meets me there when I get off work sometimes in his muddy work boots, and I've been there in my gym clothes, and I always feel welcome no matter what.
We do have beer for those that are not wine drinkers yet,
and cider,
but that's just for the people that aren't wine drinkers yet.
So the other question, how many people can you seat in there?
So our total capacity in the building is 49. And when we do our events, it gets pretty busy. I mean, we'll get up to that number. Comfortable seating. I mean, we've got 8 seats at the bar. We've got a community table that seats 10 or 12. A few high tops, round table. We've got a private event space you can rent out that seats 16 comfortably. You can do up to 20. So all variety of seating options.
And what's the wine destination hours?
We are Wednesday to Saturday, 1 to 7.
1 to 7. Okay.
Yep. 1 to 7 p.m.
Everything has unique hours down there with this new wave. So that's why I want to ask, because people think everything's 7 days a week. And it's not downtown. And who wants to work 7 days a week?
Yeah.
Nobody ever.
Well, like I said, small business owners work 7 days a week anyway.
But. That's true. I mean, that's true. But at least you don't have to.
Yeah. You get a little bit of break, and yeah. You know, and you know, their off days. What are they doing? Rediscover downtown. You know, so.
And Sarah, give us your address for the wine destination.
We are 526 Southeast Jackson, in half of the old Browns, and our website is thewinedestination.com. So pretty easy to remember, just www.thewinedestination.com, and there you can also see our events. So we do. We do 4 events every month. We do our wine club pickup. We do a walk-in wine tasting. We do a wine class. And then we also usually do something where we pair with Saving Grace. So this Saturday, we're doing wine and whiskers.
Woo.
Come down, drink some wine, and cool. Play with kittens and benefit Saving Grace.
Oh, I love that. I just, yeah. Your energy is infectious, you two. So yeah. I'm so glad you're down there and just... adding some new vibes to it. I'm actually going down there tonight, just so you know. Okay, Sarah Whiskey Creek, we're moving to you.
Awesome.
So tell us the behind the scenes stories for Whiskey Creek Rustics.
Yeah, well, I got my start as a vendor at local craft fairs and festivals. I've been doing events like the Douglas County Christmas Fair, the Summer Arts Festival, for over 23 years now.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and I'm not going to tell you how old I was when I started doing that, because then you don't know how old I am. And it just evolved to, turns out I run in packs of other crafty people. I was selling all of my friends' goods from my booth mm-hmm. at these events, and I was constantly winning prizes for like the best decorated or the best curated booth at events. And people would constantly ask, like, well, you have a store, right? Like, where's your storefront? And I got tired of telling them no. So about 3 years ago, I took a leap and opened up the first Whiskey Creek location over on Ward Street, kind of like Granny's Mini Hut, mm-hmm. Package Depot. And that suited us very well for 2.5 years. But I felt like I was kind of outgrowing the space and looking for something that I could make customized to my needs a little better. And some other downtown business owners, the Quists and the Bentleys, had been pushing mm-hmm. me for a while to come check out downtown as an option. And I had that preconceived notion of what downtown is and was, and refused to be a part of it for a long time. And then I don't know what changed in my heart, but I decided to take.
I think
the
Janice
leap.
Quist just finally just dragged you by
yeah.
the arm,
yeah, yeah.
And so into the Browns building.
We
and,
came and took a look at it.
I love Janice.
Took a pocket knife to a little corner of that plaster and saw that brick underneath, and I was like, you know, like this is, fits my vibe better, and So I joined the downtown crew, and it's just been from day one. We became friends with Sarah and Keith, and it just kind of fell in naturally. I like to say I'm bad Sarah and she's good Sarah.
No, she's the Sarah with style, and I'm the Sarah that, yeah. People
well,
are like,
guys,
are you wearing
when
that?
You lay eyes, we're wearing the same tank top right now.
Because she dressed me. I mean, like, we're wearing the same tank top because they're Whiskey Creek tank tops.
Oh,
everyone in town should be wearing these tank tops.
There
my
you
purse
go.
Also Whiskey Creek, so I was out and about on the town day, and so I was like, oh, that's a really cool purse. I'm like, I got it at Whiskey Creek. I got this shirt, too, and this, yeah, you should come downtown.
And Whiskey Creek, I guess I didn't really say what we have to offer and things. So it is a boutique with home decor, home goods. We have gift items. We have baby, men, children, and women covered. We have footwear. Just all the things. Lots of
ladies,
sassy gifts.
If you like purses, it's dangerous. It's dangerous to go in there.
And you stay away.
Well, Sarah, hold on one moment.
Oh,
we're going to come back with you and hear more about Whiskey Creek
absolutely.
Here in just a moment. So back with more of the Local Business Buzz in just a moment. We'll be right back.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. And this is Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter. We're doing the local business buzz. And right now, we left off. We were talking with Sarah from Whiskey Creek Rustics. And so...
we're having a bonus buzz.
A bonus buzz. Yeah, we're carrying over. We got two people in here. It's a twofer today. So I know when we left off, you were telling us about the things that you have in the store, but I kind of want you to start there again and give people that idea of what they're going to find when they come in your storefront.
Yeah, I would title Whiskey Creek Rustics as a boutique, but because we sell an overwhelming amount of apparel for men, women, children, and baby. We have gift items. We have sassy, snarky, funny gag gifts, not necessarily naughty things, but just great things, great last-minute shop, and you won't have to peel a 10-part sticker off the face of anything you buy in the store, so you could actually stop there on your way to a birthday party or event, and we'll bag it up, tissue paper and all for you, so you're ready to go. We have, some home decor, locally handmade signs, bath and body goods. We feature some other local brands that you also see at local festivals and events. So if you want their products outside of those times, like Fox and Fiddle and North Bank Craft Company, you can get their stuff year-round at Whiskey Creek. So pretty happy to host them.
Well, and I'm sure all those people that have been asking you through the years about, do you have a store? It felt good to say yes.
Yes. Yeah, it does feel good. But then sometimes I feel like I'm like cheating in a way when I do those events now, because I'm like, oh, I have, you know, I went from like having to dig out my totes of my product for every show to now I go rob the store and set up a booth at things. But usually those events, I can only take the items that I hand make myself. And so, and I'm still doing that. Almost all of the jewelry you'll see at Roseburg at Whiskey Creek Rustics, I've made a majority of that. Little ball caps with the fun Oregon patches and sassy sayings that I'm still making, the fun that campfire flannels that everyone's been wearing for years, I'm still making those. So there's lots of locally handcrafted items still. I couldn't keep up, and so we've had to fill in the gaps with things that are curated that I bring in from all of my favorite vendors and brands. Mm-hmm. And I love sharing those with other people. So.
Well, you know, the one thing that, you know, like I said, we walk by there every day. One thing that was cool for me, we've had so many gift stores close down in town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Secretary's Day, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, it was getting challenging. When I walk by this store, it's like, this is cool. This is a place that a man can go get his butt out of trouble, make sure all the women are taken care of, and you can actually buy something for yourself. Normally, you know, I go to a gift store, it's like, oh, Lord, what am I, you know, nothing here for me. There's actually a lot of cool stuff in there for men. So don't get hung up on that boutique work.
Yes.
It's a mantique, too.
Yeah, we definitely pride ourselves in being fella friendly at Whiskey Creek. You're not going to, you know, there's no lacy panties hanging on half-nude mannequins. You're going to come in, we're going to help you out. Sometimes, if my husband hasn't drank them all, we'll even offer you a little beer sample while you shop, if you're a guy, so that we want you to feel comfortable, willing to help you out. We even do events closer to the holidays where the ladies make a wish list. We keep it on file, and then we have a guys' night, and the guys come in, we help them pick things off that wish list. And so we try to
That's brilliant.
We'll keep an eye out for that. That's usually
for all the women in my life, please note that right there.
Go get your wish list. Make sure you're following Whiskey Creek Rustics and the Wine Destination on Instagram and Facebook. That's probably the quickest, easiest way to see, A, what we're up to, and B, just give us a follow. All those likes and comments are also a silent, easy way that it doesn't cost you a dime to support any business. So.
And what are your hours?
My hours are Tuesday through Friday. We're open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Saturdays, we're just open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And
perfect.
Close Sundays and Mondays.
Well, and do you guys put on both of your Facebook pages when you do the sip and shops?
Oh, yeah.
Well, so the sip and shop has like got official and unofficial connotations there, right?
Okay.
Like, so the unofficial connotation is come downtown, come to TWD first. We'll make sure you're feeling a little looser, a little ready to shop, and then we'll send you over to Whiskey Creek, and you know, you'll leave with some goodies. So that's kind of the unofficial sip and shop. But then when we do actual events, so all of our events are posted on Facebook, Instagram, the Rediscover page. I'd say the only event we do that at the Wine Destination that doesn't make it to our Facebook or Instagram page is our monthly wine classes, because those are ticketed events and they sell out before they can make it to Facebook. So you have to go to our website to get tickets for those.
Well, I'm excited. I'm going to stop in, say hi to both you ladies. So thank you so much for being on today. And we got a little bit of housekeeping to do.
You are having a day.
I'm having an off day, y'all. Send me your emails.
So do we have a winner?
We do have a winner. So every week, Umpqua Survival sponsors this local business buzz, like we said, so local businesses can come on. And if you go out there and sign up in the Your Q box, they give you a chance for a $25 gift certificate. So this week, Jimmy Hollingsworth. Did I just say something wrong again? Yeah, probably.
You're tripping.
I'm tripping. Jimmy Hollingsworth, you are the winner of the $25 gift certificate.
Good job, Jimmy.
Way to go. So if you want a $25 gift certificate, go out there and put your name in the Your Q Umpqua Survival box and get your chance in on the drawing.
And thank you again to Carlos and the crew.
Yes. Thank you, ladies, for coming on. We wish you the most success downtown. Next week is actually the first Thursday of the month, so Carlos will be here, and the big guy will be telling us what's happening at Umpqua Survival. So tune in next week and hear from the big guy. Thank you, Douglas County.
Have a great week.
Be kind.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye now.